I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear.
Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Chintel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. We would love to hear from you. Write to us at Gethsemane Baptist Church, 411 Blue Ridge Street, Lynchburg, Virginia, 24501. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have Young Adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you'll come and worship with us. On today's program, we have the praise team singing Above All, and then part one of the message. From Bob Lee with Mount Pisgah Printing Ministry, he'll be preaching from Habakkuk chapter 3.
Yeah.
God of me.
Bob Lee, he's been a friend, he's been a brother, and I'll be honest with you, he's one of the very few that I would trust to stand in my pulpit. Amen. And I'm very careful who preaches in this church, because God holds me accountable for that. And this is a man that I would trust in my life, because he has proven and he's shown that he's real. Amen. Amen. And he and his family have been a great blessing to us, and we're very thankful. And we're always honored to have him. And sometimes he just shows up on a Sunday night or Wednesday night, and we just say, tell us, Bob, what's going on? What's happening? And how many Bibles are you getting to this place or that place and all this other good stuff? And he's always ready to share with us what God's doing. We want you guys to know that you are family to us. You are always welcome in this church and in this ministry, and we receive you with open arms of love, and anything that we can ever do to assist, help, or bless you, we always stand on ready. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome the man of God to the pulpit, Brother Bob Lee.
I love you and your people. You have been so gracious, and you always make us feel right at home. In the Old Testament for just a few moments this morning, in the book of Habakkuk, if you turn there, please, the book of Habakkuk. And probably the best way for you to find that is start in Matthew and back up. And if you'll back up just a few books, you'll find the book of Habakkuk. And there's no book like this book called the Bible. Amen. And my Bible is falling apart, but though the cover is worn and though the pages are torn and though places bear traces of tears, yet more precious than gold is this book worn and old that can shatter and scatter my fears. Amen. Thank God for the Bible. And there's no book like this blessed book called the Bible. I gave you my first two burdens this morning. I want to give you my second two burdens found in the book of... Actually, there may be more, but we'll just concentrate our time this morning in the book of Habakkuk chapter 3. And the book of Habakkuk chapter 3. There are only three chapters in this book. And so when you find chapter 3, you're right at home. Amen. The book of Habakkuk chapter 3. And my other burdens this morning is my burden. I have a burden for America and the Bible. And my fourth burden this morning is for Christians. Those of us who've been washed in the blood. And those of us who are on our way to heaven. And so I want you to notice in the Bible this morning, in the book of Habakkuk chapter 3, would you stand please in honor of God's Word? The work of Habakkuk, if you have found Zephaniah, just back up another book and you're there. Habakkuk chapter 3, a prayer of Habakkuk. And so we see that when we come to chapter 3, the chapter 3 is a prayer of the man of God. It is a prayer of the prophet. But there has been something that has stirred his soul and stirred his heart that gave him a burden. Because when you read in chapter 1, verse 1, it says the burden of Habakkuk. And so something has given him that burden. Something has given him that prayer. And so it is a prayer of the prophet this morning. The prophet of God. It is a prayer of Habakkuk, the prophet upon Chernikabah. O Lord, he said, I have heard thy speech and was afraid. O Lord, revive thy work. In the midst of the years, in the midst of the years, make known. In wrath, remember mercy. Heavenly Father, thank you this morning for the Bible. Help me as I preach this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, thank you. You may be seated. Well, I've come with a burden this morning. And I've come with a burden for people who do not have the Bible. I've come with a burden for paper. But I've also come with a burden for America. and a burden for America. If there's ever been a time and age in which we need revival in America, we need revival in America right now, today, preacher. And there is no doubt about it. We need revival in our land today called America. I have a little booklet on the back that you're welcome to get. If I run out of those, I printed these myself. And these say statements from great men about the Bible. And you're welcome to one of these. The reason that I do this is I was preaching down in North Carolina. As I was preaching down in North Carolina, I got the book here because there are some quotes in it from the men of God. I mean, about great men like George Washington and Samuel Adams. And what about the United States Congressional Endorsement of the Bible and God? What about John Adams? And you go on and on. What do great men think about the Bible? And so I just read a couple of quotes and put it aside. And at the back, when I was back there shaking hands, and folks came out and said, "Do you have any more of those? I'd like to have one of those. Do you have any more of those?" Because you see, there are a bunch of folks in this world who want to make us in America think that the Bible is obsolete, that it doesn't mean what it says, that it's not really the Word of God. But I want to tell you this morning, it is the Word of God. And we need anything in God's creation in this world today. We need the Bible. It holds every truth you'll ever want to know. Every truth. As a matter of fact, here, I'm just going to read you the last thing that Ronald Reagan said, and this is part of my prayer. He said, inside the Bible's pages lie the answers to all the problems that mankind has ever known. Amen. Now, that's not if that's true. That is since that is true. Amen. And if that is true, then why don't I read it more? Why don't I study it more? Why don't I make that part of my life and that's part of my burden today? It's because we have a book that, as Ronald Reagan said, which is true, lies the answer to all the problems that mankind has ever known. And then he said, "I hope Americans will read and study the Bible." Amen. That's my prayer. Somebody said, "We would have no hope without the Bible." Somebody else said, well, the same person said, "We have no assurance of eternal life apart from the Bible." Somebody else said, well, the same person said, "We have no knowledge of the future without the Bible." Robert E. Lee Jr. said that. Now, there's not any... Now, you won't find that in the book that you'll get on the back. Because I don't consider myself anything, but anyway, you'll get all the rest, but you won't get that. But if you'll notice, back in the book of back of chapter 3, I could go on and talk about that, and what is the answer to an evil day? It's the Bible. And we live in an evil day. Matter of fact, it's the most evil day that I know of since I've been born. And it's the most evil day since I know of, since I've been a Christian. The answer is the Bible. It's not education, even though education is a wonderful thing. It's not education. It's the Bible. I heard a preacher one day use a big, important word. I thought it was big and important. I was sitting down thinking, boy, that thing sure sounds educated. So I used it two or three times.
Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.